Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We're now at the beginning of the third parak of Masachet Sotah and Daf Yud Tet Amud Aleph. The first two Mishnayot are grouped together and describing the process of the offering of the Mincha in vis-a-vis the issue of drinking and as far as the sequence goes. Hayano Talat Mincha Tamitoch Kfifa Mitzrit. So remember, she would bring the Mincha in an Egyptian basket, in a sheep basket. The Kohen would take it from there. We already saw that at the beginning of the second parak. He'd put it into a kli sharet. And then he'd put the whole thing on her hands. Remember, we want to tire her out. The Kohen puts his hands under her hands, and together they lift the thing up. This is before it touches the Mizbeach. We will see right away in the Gemara what the source for this action is. Now the next Mishnah is as follows. Hainif, he lifts it up, the Higish, he then touches the Mizbeach, because he has to walk the Mizbeach to do that. Kamatz, then he does the Kometz, as we saw in the second parak, Vihiktir, and burns that on the Mizbeach. Vashar Nachal HaKohanim, and then the rest of it is given to Kohanim, as is with all Menachot. Now, Hayam Mashka V'Harkach Makrivet Minchata. Tanakama's position, which we will later identify sort of with Rabbi Akiva, we'll call it Rabbanan, is that first she drinks, then you bring the mincha, which means she drinks, nothing happens yet, then the mincha is brought, and if indeed she was guilty at that point, then she would die. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makrivet Minchata v'Harkach Hayam Ashkar. Shimon disagrees. So the sequence is inverted. First you bring the mincha, and then you give her to drink. Shenemar, please take a look at the verses on the page. Important to see them. I put four verses that are consecutive in the Parsha on the page, and I listed them independently so we could refer to them. In the third of those psukim, it says, V'achar, after the mincha, V'achar yashket aisha tamayim, that afterwards you give her the water, which means first you bring the mincha, then you give her the water. Rabbi Shimon does allow that if you first gave her to drink and then brought the mincha, then it's kasher. So we have a machloket about which comes first, the mincha according to Rabbi Shimon or the water according to Rabbanan. We'll see what the source of that is. Okay, Amar li Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yoshia de Darei. So Rabbi Lazar said to the Rabbi Yoshia of his generation, who was an Amora, don't sit down until you explain this. In other words, he had a question. He said, I'm not going to let you move until you answer this. How do we know that the minchat sota needs to be lifted up? We didn't see that anywhere in the psukim. So, minalan, v'heinif k'tiv ba, it says v'heinif. Take a look on the page at the second pasuk that is there, and you'll see that it says, you lift it up. There we go. It's very straightforward. It says there. However, that's not the question. How do we know that she has to lift it up? It says the Kohen lifts it up. How do we know that her hands have to be there also? The answer is, if you take a look at the last pasuk on the page, which is the pasuk from Vayikra about the korban shlamim, it says Yadav Tiviana. He, the bringer, has to offer up the korban. So we see the word Yad Miyad Haisha, Lakakum Miyad Haisha, Tivatam Yadav Tiviana, Makan Kohen Afkan Bahalan Kohen. Just as in Sota, it's the Kohen who lifts it up. So similarly in the shlamim, Malan Balim. Just like in the shlamim, it's the owner who lifts it up, Afkan Balim. Similarly, in Sotet, she has to lift it up. So, Haketzad, in both cases, what do you do? The Kohen puts his hand underneath the hand of the Balim, which is the fellow bringing the Shlamim, or in this case, the Sota. And he lifts it up together. That way, both things are accomplished. The Balim lifting up, which we learn from Shlamim, and the Kohen lifted it up, which we learn from Sota. Okay, now, the second Mishnah, this is the entire focus, is the sequence. Ha'akrava. Now, there's a problem just in the text, because the way that the Mishnah read is you bring the mincha, and you offer it, and you burn it, etc., and then it says, but first you give it a drink. So it's out of order just in the way that it's presented. Ha'akrava was already brought. So ha'chikamar, this is how you should read the Mishnah. Seder menachot ketzad, how is the mincha brought? Heinif v'igish kamatz v'iktir. In a regular mincha, that's what you do. V'ashara chalakoanim uv'hashka'a gufa. But as far as the unique thing about sota, drinking, pligi barab shimon v'rabbanan. There's a machlok of shimon v'rabbanan. Rabbanan savi mashka v'harkach makrim minchata. Rabbi shimon, Rabbanan say, you first give it a drink, which means it would be before that whole process. Rabbi shimon savi makrim minchata v'harkach mashka shenemar v'chayashke. Okay. Now, let's see what the machlok is about. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita that will give us a little bit more information. Vihishka, now this is a reference to the third occasion of the command, which is in Pasuk 4 on the page. See, Pasuk 1, Vihishka Taisha, the next Pasuk doesn't mention it, it mentions the korban. Then Pasuk, the third Pasuk, which is the next one, was Pasuk Chavav, mentions the korban again, and that says afterward she drinks the water, sounding like Rabbi Shimon. And then in the next pasuk it says he gives her the water to drink, and if she was tamea, then etc. The bad things happen. Okay, Tanu Bamishka, the third pasuk, meaning the fourth pasuk, which means the third occasion of the hishka. Amatam Lomar, why does it say that? Balokvar Nemar Vihishka, it says that in the first time. The answer is, Shimnechaka Megillah Vomeret Enishota. Let's say that the Megillah was already erased and she said, I'm not going to drink. Ma'arinota, Mashkinota Valkorcha. We forced the water down her throat. So Vihishka, the last one, is not part of the sequence. It's saying, if at this point she refused to drink, we forced her to drink. Diva Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer V'achar Yashka, he looks at the second instance in Pasuk 3 on the page. Matam Lomar, why does it say, and afterwards he gives it a drink? Valukvar Nemar Vihishka, it says the first time he gives it a drink. Alachar komasim kulanam urin lamala. The achar yashke is there to establish that drinking is the last thing of everything else. Magid gimel dvarim makvinba. That shows you that there are three things that are prerequisites must be completed before she can drink. Ajlo kreva komets. First of all, the mincha has to be brought. V'adshalo mchaka megillah. The megillah has to be erased. Well, that's fairly obvious. We'll deal with that. V'adshalo tekabal lashua. She also has to accept the oath, which is quite clear because none of this process can start till then. We'll see. Now, Achela Koreva Kometz, why does Rabbi Shimon say the mincha has to be brought first? So that's easier. Rabbi Shimon Latameh is being consistent. Damar Makrit Minchatawa, Hakach Mashka. He says that's the order. Achela Minchaka Megillah, so he says she can't drink until the Megillah has been erased. So Elamai Mashkela, obviously, what are you going to give her to drink? Part of what you give her to drink is the water and the dirt and the erasure of the Megillah. So Ravashi lo nitzochal shuri shimonikar. Ravashi means, let's say you already put it in and erased some of it, but you can still see the image or the imprint of the text on the Megillah. The point is that it has to be totally obliterated. Now, Achlo tekabel hashvua, the third thing he said is that you can't give it a drink until she's accepted the oath. So mishto lo shato, which you can't drink hamichtav kadvila, but you do everything else. Do you write the Megillah? Rava said, if you write the Megillat Sotah before she accepts the Shvua, it's a meaningless act. In other words, you can't even start writing it until she's accepted the Shvua, so you don't need to tell me that she can't drink till that point. The answer is Kadin Aspa, you're right. It really is unnecessary, and it was just mentioned along with things that have to be done first. But it's patently obvious that she first has to accept the oath before any of this can start. Now, what's the machloka between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan? The answer is Tlata Kraik TV. There are three times that it says to give her to drink. Pasuk 1, 3, and 4 on the page. Vishka Kama, Vachayashke, Vishka Batra. It says Vishka the first time, then Vachayashke, and then Vishka again. Rabbanan Savri, so the Rabbanan learned as follows. Vishka Kama, the first time it says Vishka, which is before the Mincha, Lugufo. That's for the proper place in the sequence. Shemashka v'charkach makrivin minchata. First drinking, then the mincha. V'achar yashke, why does it say the second time? And afterwards he gives it a drink, which as we pointed out seems to support Reb Shimon. Mibarle the shiri shumonikar. That's just there to tell you it has to be after a complete erasure of the Megillah. So after, meaning not after the mincha, but after full erasure. Vishka Batra, why does it say the last time Vishka? Shim Nimchaka Megillah, Merit Eni Shota, that if the Megillah was already erased, and then she says, I refuse to drink, Marino Tal Mashka Otav Al Korcha, we force her to drink. That's Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Savar, he holds as follows. The second instance, Viachar Yashke Ligufo, that's teaching you the sequence. Shimakrib Minchata, Vachakach Mashka, first you bring the Mincha, then you give her to drink. Vishka kama, the first instance is, she'im hishka v'chakach ikut mechatak shera, that if you did it out of order and gave her the water first, it's valid. Vishka batra, what about the last instance? She'im nechaka megillah v'mra inishota, that if it was erased and she says, I refuse to drink, marinota mashkinota v'alkorcha, the same thing as Rabbanan, that we force her to drink. So how are Rabbanan going to answer that? Because again, v'chayashke really seems to put the weight in favor of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan say b'diavad lo patach kra. The Torah is not going to introduce, and certainly not in the first instance, what the b'diavad is. In other words, for the first instance, the hishka, as Rabbi Shimon says, to be telling you, if you did it in the wrong order, it's still valid, the text is not going to promote that. Now, whether the patach kra means won't be the first instance or won't be mentioned at all in the text is unclear, so we'll read it as it wouldn't be the first instance. So the first instance of the three would not be the less than ideal way to do it. Now, back to our braita that we had earlier with Rabbi Akiva, Vesav Rabbi Akiva Mashkirot HaBal Korcha, since when does Rabbi Akiva say that we force her to drink if she refuses? Vatani Rabbi Huda Omer, Kalbo Shel Barzel, they had a metal, like a tube, Matilina Tochpia, that they stick in her mouth. Why? She Nimchaka Megillah, Marayin Shot, Nein Shota, if after they erase the Megillah, she says, I refuse to drink, Marayin Ota Mashkirot HaBal Korcha, we force her to drink. That's Rabbi Huda. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answered and said, "Klum anut zuchim el levodka." What's the whole purpose of drinking? It's to see if she's guilty. By saying I refuse to drink, that proves that she's guilty. We don't need to force her to drink. So Rabbi Akiva seems to say we don't force her to drink. So ela ad shelo karva komets yichola lachzorba mishkarva komets ena yichola chazorba. So what does Rabbi Akiva answer Rabbi Yehuda? He's not really consistent, because what he says is that rather, if the kometz wasn't yet brought, she can back out. If the kometz was already brought, then she can't back out. Okay. V'litameich, tikshi l'chayigufa. So ask the same question on Rabbi Akiva's answer. Why can't she change her mind after the korban is brought? Her changing her mind proves she's guilty. There's no reason to continue. So lokasha, we can answer both of them the same way. Hak the kahadra ba machmat retita. If she backs out because she's scared, so we tell her, you shouldn't be scared, and as we saw earlier, we actually encourage her and say, if you think you're innocent, don't be scared, nothing to worry about. But if she backs out calmly, in other words, she says, you know what, I made a decision, I'm not going to do this, then we assume that that's an admission of guilt, and we stop. And this is what Rabbi Akiva meant. Call Machmat Briyuta, if she ever backs out calmly, call Lo Shata. She doesn't drink at all. Doesn't matter where in the process. Machmat Ratita, if she backs out out of fear, she's trembling and she's shaking. So Ad Shelo Karva Kometz, if it's before the Kometz. Or in the other version, if it's before the Megillah was erased, Thakatu L'Michuk Megillah. So remember, according to this order, the mincha's brought, and then she drinks. So if the kometz was not yet brought, which means the Megillah wasn't erased, then she can back out. O inami imchuk Megillah, or even if they did erase the Megillah, the shelo kedina vid kohanim demachki, if the kohanim did it out of order and they erased the Megillah first, matzi hadraba, then she can change her mind. That supports like Rabbi Shimon's order. Mishakariv haKometz, but once the Kometz was already brought, the bedina vid kohanim demachki, in other words, the kohanim first brought the kometz, and then afterwards erased the Megillah, and then she changes her mind, then lomatzi hadraba, if it's out of fear, but not out of calmness, at any point we'll back it up, because that's an admission of guilt. Now, kash Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Akiva, we have a contradiction within Rabbi Akiva, because hatamar mechika me'akva, in the braita that we brought at the top of Yoter Amud Bet, it said that Rabbi Akiva said that once you erase it, she can't back out. Hacha Amar Mekometz Ma'akev, in the second Braita against Rabbi Yehuda, we said that it's the Kometz that is the defining point. The answer is Trei Tanoi, Libet Rabbi Akiva. There's two versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. Now the question is asked, Ibaya Lehu, Amra Inishota Machmat Briyuta. Let's say a woman says, calmly, I'm not going to drink. Chazma Shotani, and then she turns around and says, you know what, I will drink. Mahu, what do we do with that? Kevand Amra Inishota, since she calmly backed out, Me'ani Kamra, that's equal to saying, I did it, I'm guilty. And once that's the case, for Kevin to Achzik Nafshe Betuma, once she admits that she did it, Lomatzi Hadraba, there's no way she could change her mind and say, I'll drink. Odema Kevin Damra Shotani, or perhaps because she changed her mind and said, I will drink, Kalidata Demacha Biatuta Hudamra, that demonstrates that even though she had a calm appearance, she really was scared, and that's why she said no. So the answer is Teku, it's unclear what we do. Last point, which is a side point about the water, is Amar Avua de Shmuel, Tzarich Shitain Mar L'Tochamayim, you have to put something bitter in the water. There's before she drinks, my time, Damar Kra, Meham Marim, that the water is called bitter water. Why is it called bitter water? So we assume it's bitter water because of its effect. We say, no, Shemarim Kfar, meaning there are already bitter waters before she drinks it. So you have to put something that, on a sense of taste, will be bitter, besides, obviously, the dirt and the erased ink, which are part of the process. Okay, we will continue, Mirtz Hashem, with the next Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the third Mishnah, and begin the very fascinating sugya of Schut Tolab Maim Hamarim, which we touched upon in the first parak. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.